Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, your host, with more stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Juliana Smoke starts our preview of this week's stories.
Thanks, Rod. Today we're going to speak with a bivocational church planter who sees being a small business owner as a great ministry tool.
I'm John Graham, and you first met him on the show Growing Pains. Kirk Cameron joins us on today's Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. Later we'll hear from a camp volunteer who has a passion for teaching young boys to be followers of Christ.
I'm Myrna Brown. His songs have been recorded in multiple languages. His music and ministry has reached millions for Christ all over the world. Paul Wilbur joins us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Also today, new pastor Terry Brooks and international missions on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Finding ways to support a new church plant and your family can be creative and also rewarding in many ways than one. Juliana Smoke has just a story from Matt Dye of M28 Church, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Matt Dye is not only planting a new church called M28 Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, but he's also running a small business. He is a bivocational church planter who sees his business as a great ministry tool to connect with his community and share the gospel. Matt Dye, pastor of M28 Baptist Church, joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, thank you. Now, M28 Church started less than a year ago. Tell us about the new church and how the Lord led you to church planting.
It's been pretty amazing. Just recently had our commitment Sunday, and we now have our charter members. And so we're so excited about what God is doing. And I was led to Atlanta. I'd been a full-time pastor back in Kentucky in a established Southern Baptist church and was there almost 9 years. And it was a great place to be a pastor. And I loved that congregation, and they loved me and my family. But as I continued to lead them to go on mission, God just kept really speaking into my life and to my wife's life. And we just really kept sensing that we were the ones that were supposed to be going full-time, kind of more of a missional sense. We just had a real clear sense that we were to move into an urban area, into a major city that the North American Mission Board was focusing on. That's what brought us to Atlanta, the plant in Midtown.
Wow. So the Lord really kind of pushed you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, it really did. You know, I have a seminary degree, and it was in the pastoral track. And so I did not claim to be a church planter, but that's where the Lord has led us, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Mm-hmm. And now you're juggling planting a church and working on your new commercial shaved ice business.
I am. One of the great challenges that I began to understand with church planting was when you leave a established church, I was also leaving the paycheck. And even though we have partnerships with the North American Mission Board and the Georgia Baptist Convention, and now we've been able to develop other partnerships with local churches that are helping fund our budget, still not a full-time paid vocationally. And so part of how I wanted to do that was to start a business. And so I have a Hawaiian shaved ice franchise that I purchased. It's a mobile truck. And I just love getting to be a businessman as well as I do ministry.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see the benefit of being a bivocational church planter is?
It has put me in the middle of my community just every day. Again, I have a truck that I get to go to different events and work with schools and sports leagues, but I have literally met thousands of people because of my business that I own and being out serving them.
Mm-hmm. Right. And do you see that being a small business owner maybe possibly bridges the gap between you and people?
Yeah, it's huge. In fact, I felt like when I was full-time vocational minister, I was finding it very difficult to get around people that weren't church, that weren't a part of our church family or in the church culture. Prior to going into vocational ministry, I was in the corporate world for about 10 years. And I love that because every day I was working with people that believed completely different than I did and looked different and thought differently. And I was able to really just daily live out my life in the faith of having the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when I went into full-time vocational ministry, I felt like I was losing that connection to some degree. Mm-hmm. And so this is one thing that I love about being bivocational is it just forces me to get around a whole lot of people that don't think like I do or act like I do or have the same worldview that I do and are definitely not living their lives for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. And intentionally build those relationships.
Absolutely. And I think really what it does as well is it sets up a very positive culture for our church family, because that is just a constant drumbeat of what we're talking about and what we're trying to do is we're trying to say what you're doing, where you go to work, where you go to school, your own web of relationships that you have. Be very intentional in all that you are doing. And so I don't get to just share that message. I get to live it out before them and then get to tell the stories about how I've shared the gospel from my shaved ice truck. I've been able to invite them into our church, how to get to tell them why I moved to Atlanta. And it was not ultimately to start a business. That's just part of why I moved here. I came to plant a church.
Wow. Matt, how can we pray for you and for M28 Church?
Y'all would just pray that God would give us great boldness and great courage. And then if you would pray for us as a church family, that God would continue to lead us in great unity and great purpose. And then that God would just give us many opportunities to meet lots of people, to share the gospel, invite them into what we're doing as a church family.
We've been speaking with Matt Dye, pastor of M28 Baptist Church. Matt, we will definitely be praying for you and your church.
Thank you so much.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
The coffee shop that changed a church. Discovering the net effect by bestselling author Dr. Steve Parr. Entertaining, real, heartwarming, humorous, educational. Solid instruction through the medium of a novel with gripping interest and power. Fun, tender, heart-pumping, and angering at times. A realistic look at 21st century churches offering workable solutions. From Deep River Publishing, online, and everywhere Christian books are sold.
Thanks for being a part and listening to Life with Purpose Radio. Kirk Cameron is no stranger to Life with Purpose Radio, and today John Graham gets us up to date with Kirk about his new movie, Mercy Rule, on today's Culture Connection.
It's been several months since our guest has been with us on the program, but since his release of Unstoppable, Kirk Cameron has certainly been just that, with a new film, Mercy Rule, that he's directed, produced, and co-starred in with his wife, Chelsea. Kirk shows us the growing pains of family life on both sides of the camera, and he's with us today to tell us about Mercy Rule. Kirk, thanks for being with us.
You know, I am so impressed. You threw in a growing pain and an unstoppable reference.
Man, isn't
that
good?
Introduction. That's... You are a pro. Hey, great to be talking with you.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks for
having me on your program.
Absolutely. It's a joy to have you again. And before we get into Mercy Rule, which I can't wait to talk about, give me a little bit of follow-up on Unstoppable. We had you back the beginning of the year, and you were talking about this documentary, which is really about why bad things happen to good people. How did God use that film?
That was a passion project for me because my friend Matthew passed away from cancer after 10 years of struggling. I've gotten wonderful response from people who have watched it. I've gotten emails from people, comments on Facebook. Some people said it really changed my view of God. Hmm. It helped me put some meaning and purpose to what seems to be senseless tragedy.
Yeah.
And that was really my hope, because that's what I needed.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit about Mercy Rule, a much lighter fare, obviously. Tell me about Mercy Rule.
My wife and I are always on the lookout for a great family movie that we can watch together with our kids on movie night. Instead of waiting around for one, we decided, why don't we just make one? And so we came up with Mercy Rule, which is a baseball term. It's a sports term for those who are familiar with it. And it's really a story about the Miller family, who learns the life lessons, both in family life and in business life, of sacrifice, mercy, patience, and trusting God.
Now, you shared the screen with your wife, obviously. We mentioned that. What was that like, filming with her again?
It was so fun. I mean, we met each other on the set. I stole Mike Seaver's girlfriend back in the 1980s. Mike was dating Kate, and I said, you know, this lady is really special. And so we started seeing each other and got married. We've now been together for 23 years. We have 6 children. I have 5 teenagers all at once.
Oh, boy.
So pray for us.
You definitely need some mercy in your house.
Yeah, yes, we do. We do. And we had so much fun working together again on Mercy Rule. So my wife, Chelsea, plays the mom. I play the dad. Get this, Tim Hawkins, the comedian who sings the Chick-fil-A song, plays my brother in the movie.
Oh, wow.
He's hilarious. And Boss Rudin from the movie Here Comes the Boom plays the coach.
What a lineup. How did you get any work done with those two guys?
They're actually both very funny guys.
Yeah.
Super nice guys. And we just had a blast. We did it right here in my backyard, local Little League baseball teams. So it's really a homespun movie from my family about family life, and it's for your family. And you can get it at Walmart. It's really been flying off the shelves. I've been so excited at Walmart.
Well, now, Kirk, I mean, you have, I would say, a different sort of vantage point from most dads, that you can just go make a movie, right? Most of us probably need to find an expression of our talents in a different way. But you're basically living a life with purpose, which is what we're all about here. What would you say to folks that, you know, they can't go produce a movie, but they can find other ways to engage their family in this kind of a pursuit?
Day in and day out, train and teach your kids about the goodness and greatness of God. Tell them the stories of what he did to demonstrate his faithfulness. And then lead your kids into opportunity. For me, I happen to have opportunity to make movies, but that's just a fancy way of telling stories. Mm-hmm. You can tell your kids stories by reading them stories, by making up stories. You can also talk to your kids about the fact that they're in a story.
Yeah.
You and your family are in a story being written by God. You're all characters in that story, and it's being played out for real on the stage of this world. And as characters, you get to help write the story by the choices you make.
Well, Kirk, such an encouraging word for families, and that word is from beginning to end in the film Mercy Rule, and we're just grateful for your ministry.
Oh, thanks. Great to talk with you. Keep up the good work.
All right. Until next time, I'm John Graham, bringing you the Culture Connection.
At Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and inspirational stories of caring Christians around the world each week. And we hope our stories encourage you to live your life with purpose. And you can talk back to us and let us hear from you. Email us, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. One more time, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. We'd like to see your comments about today's program, maybe a past program, and your story suggestions as well. Or you can join in the conversations on Facebook and Twitter. You'll find us at LWP Radio. Again, that's LWP Radio on both Facebook and Twitter. And by the way, if you have not requested your free book, be sure to stop by lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook and let us know that you want it. Again, that's lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. We'd like for you to have the hardback edition of Words of Life. It's a devotional book from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention, and it's free for the asking. And it's our way of saying thanks for being a listener to Life with Purpose Radio. Well, back to our stories. Here's Myrna Brown.
Thanks, Rod. His songs have been recorded in multiple languages. His music and ministry has reached millions for Christ all over the world. Paul Wilbur joins us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thanks, Myrna. Also ahead is the story of New Passion Pastor Terry Brooks in San Diego, California, and the international missions he is leading his church in on our Missionary Moment. Before all of that, Ron Lawson is in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for our story of Scratchy.
Thanks, Rod. In Proverbs, we read, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." This is a great reminder about teaching children the importance of missions, so that when they grow up, they are willing and able to share the gospel. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a young volunteer who gives his summers to teach boys about missions. Let's listen.
I'm so pleased to be on the phone today with Mark Thompson, a very fine young man who for the past 8 years has given his summers to help young boys learn more about God and living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Mark is a camp leader at Camp Kaleo, our Georgia Baptist Conference Center for Boys near Griffin, Georgia. And at camp, he's known as Scratchy. Scratchy, thank you so much for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio today.
Thank you for having me.
First, I just have to say that you have a true dedication for the ministry of the Lord there, serving for 8 summers. You've really been into it, haven't you? We're really grateful for the investment of your time for 8 summers. That's incredible. Making a difference in the lives of these young boys that come to camp. Maybe our audience needs to know a little bit about these names that you all assume at camp. How'd you become Scratchy?
Yeah, whenever anyone comes to camp as a camper, they immediately notice the different names that we have at camp. It's important to remember the purpose that we have those names, so we have a bunch of wild names. The reason why we have the names is because the kids can easily forget normal names, maybe like Tim or Joe, but they'll never forget someone named Kraken or Taz or Scuba or any of those guys who have taught them the things that they need to learn in order to be men of Christ. So I think that's the most important thing to remember when hearing these names. My name in particular, I always tell the kids that I was attacked by a cattywampus at camp one night, being negligent on a trail, not following the trail, so I got attacked by a cattywampus. So I tell them, always follow the trail.
That's good. I love it. Well, I'm going to be real cautious myself not to get attacked by a cattywampus. But, Scratchy, thanks for sharing that story with us. Tell our listening audience what you try to accomplish with these boys at Camp Kaleo.
Basically, the purpose of Camp Kaleo is to train them physically and spiritually so that they can better understand and appreciate the purpose of missions, both in their own lives, in their local communities, but also in a worldwide scale, so that they can see the difficulties that lie with being a missionary, but at the same time, this is a challenge that they also have an opportunity to be a part of as believers. And because of that, we need to train them physically, but also, more importantly, spiritually, so they can successfully spread the gospel wherever they go, both in their local communities and worldwide.
Absolutely, and I want to thank you for teaching missions there at Camp Kaleo to these boys. You know, these boys become young men, and many of them will serve as missionaries all across the world, some of them in very difficult circumstances. Maybe you can share a particular story about one of these boys that you've seen become a man and how God has been at work in his life.
I would say particularly the biggest blessing that I've had so far at camp is seeing campers grow. And even though that we only get to see maybe the same kid, you know, once a week, once a summer. So sometimes it's hard to gauge their spiritual development, and that's why we pour so hard into them for 1 week. But one thing that is perhaps the most rewarding thing to see is former campers that I've had become staffers on camp. I think that is the crowning moment of being a staffer at camp. I've been here for a long time, but it's always really, really good to see former campers come on staff and be staffers too, kind of living the legacy that was left behind for them. And with that, you can see the time that you poured into them as campers come out in a practical way when they become staffers at camp. So we have a couple of staffers here that were my campers, three or four of them actually. So it's really cool to see, or for myself, as their former counselor, see them become the men that I hoped them to be when I was staffing them by being staffers themselves and to continue in the legacy. It's been really, really neat.
Absolutely. Pouring yourself into the lives of others to make a difference long term is a great investment of stewardship. And we appreciate your making that investment, Scratchy, very much. And thank you for telling the story of missions to these boys. They need to know that there are those who are willing to sacrifice their lives for the service of the Lord Jesus Christ all across the world. And this is where missionaries are born, in experiences like this, when God calls them in the earliest stages of their lives to go out across the world and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for being also a part of our Mission Georgia offering emphasis this year that we receive in September every year, just helping Georgia Baptists understand that Georgia Baptists are doing a great ministry in touching young lives as you are every day at Camp Kaleo. How can we pray for you in your work there this summer?
I'd say the biggest thing that all staffers need, myself included, is endurance in these long, hot summer days. Sometimes we're out here 24 hours a day with the boys, and sometimes it's easy to lose focus, but with the grace of God, we're able to continue on and press on, continue the fight that we've been given, and it's been a blessing. And even though it gets tiring sometimes, it's always good to see a new batch of boys come in that we're able to pour into. So if anything, I'd say pray for our own spiritual development and maturity and endurance as the summer comes to a close and for future summers.
Well, thank you so much, Scratchy. Thank you for being there at Camp Kaleo, our Georgia Baptist Conference Center for Boys camp this summer, as you have now for the past 8 years. We're very, very grateful, and thank you for being such an important part of the ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention, and thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
For more information on Camp Kaleo, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Paul Wilbur is a singer-songwriter with notoriety, and today we hear about his latest music and how he unexpectedly found God's purpose for his life as he talks with Life with Purpose Radio's Myrna Brown.
I long to find you in your secret place, oh God, under the shadow of your wings.
We've heard it before. Music is the universal language. Well, worship leader Paul Wilbur makes that statement come alive. His songs have the ability to reach beyond cultural, social, and political borders, and we are delighted to welcome him to Life with Purpose Radio. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Myrna. Great to be with you.
Our pleasure. Your music and ministry has reached millions all over the world. Give our listeners a sense of your reach.
Well, I've been doing this for, are you sitting down?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, me too. Every time I say it, I need to sit down. 37 years.
Wow.
Started back in 1977 with a little group called Harvest. That the Baptist guy who led me to the Lord in grad school at Indiana University, he and I formed a group together. In 3 months, we were signed with Benson Records, back with Sandy Patty and Larnell Harris and the Archers and Steve Green and the heyday back in the 70s when all this contemporary Christian music was just beginning to flower. We record in 5 languages. We're about to add a 6th one this spring. As we add French, we'll be doing a citywide worship concert in Paris. And so it continues.
When did you realize, Paul, that God called you or was calling you to a global mission field, and really what that meant?
When I first began back in the 70s, I was just so overwhelmed by the goodness of God, being born again, forgiven, part of the kingdom. During those years, as I traveled, my own Jewishness became important to me. In 1990, I got a call from Integrity Music. They said, "We want to do a messianic record. Are you interested?" And of course, I was.
I hear the sound of the prophet declaring the word of the Lord. And I hear the voice of Ezekiel prophesying to these dry bones.
In 1994, I had an experience with the Lord. I was almost 5 years on staff. I'd left the traveling world, took a position at the church. I had a very deep experience with the Lord. Everybody else had left the sanctuary. The lights were out. And the Lord spoke to me very clearly, and he said, "Are you enjoying this?" And for the first time in my life, I had a nice paycheck and 2 cars in the driveway, a beautiful home. And the Lord spoke to me in the dark there very, very sternly. He said, "Well, is this what you want? Because if you'd asked me, I would have given you the nations."
Wow.
And it broke my heart. I got up off the floor. I made a letter of resignation. I submitted it to the pastor. They prayed for me and sent me out. We sold the house, sold the cars, sold our furniture, sold everything that we owned in order to have something to begin to go to the nations, because I didn't know how this was going
to
happen.
You had to have felt like Abraham.
Very, very much like Abraham. I'm looking more like him now than I did back then. Very soon after that, I got a call from Integrity Music again, who I hadn't heard from in 5 years. It was Don Moen. Don said to me, "Paul, we've got this wild idea. We want to do a project on the Psalms of David live in Jerusalem. Are you interested?" I just came out of my skin. I said, "If you dare do this with anybody else, I will have your head." So it came off. It was called Shalom Jerusalem. It sold very quickly, over 1 million copies, and now in 1, 2, 3, 4 languages. It just literally opened up the doors of the nations to me.
And when you say the nations, you've been everywhere. I mean, literally, really.
We've ministered on mainland China. We've ministered in Muslim nations, Dubai, Kuwait, with amazing results. Almost every continent. We haven't been to Australia yet, but but we have Australia, New Zealand in our sights. I like to tell people, you know, our greatest responsibility as believers is to discover our purpose. We've all been created with a purpose of God, and I think the saddest state for any believer to be in would be to have all of this blessing, anointing, the truth, and not know the purpose for which you've been created.
Amen. Your latest project, Your Great Name. Tell us about that.
Vision for that came out of a prayer time. And during that prayer time, a couple of years ago, the Lord spoke to me and he said, if you have a need, I have a name. Call on the name of the Lord.
Paul Wilbur, it really has been a pleasure.
Bless you. Thank you for your ministry, and thank you for helping us get the word out about the one that has saved us, the lover of our souls.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Rona Moore.
Today's missionary moment takes us to San Diego, California, and South Asia, here on Life with Purpose Radio.
We've gotten a chance to interact with some of the Southern Baptist workers here. Some eye-opening things that have changed our perspective. I never would have imagined that there were so many people who've never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Looking at their lostness and how they were chasing false gods, what they did to please a God who doesn't even exist. Once they're one, that passion doesn't change. The level of worship and praise was off the chart. They weren't concerned about anything but telling God how much they loved him. So it's exciting to see the warriors that God will gain once the gospel is shared. I know we, as a people, have to encourage more people to get involved in Christian work. And so we've got to increase the number of people, especially in the African American church, who come to places like South Asia. That's what I believe God is calling me to do, to encourage people to get into Christian work with the Southern Baptist Convention. We have to make sure that we're carrying out the Great Commission. It's a must. This is what we do and this is who we are.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, go to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope the stories you've heard today have inspired you to live life with purpose. As we heard about M28 Church, Mercy Rule the Movie, Camp Kaleo, Paul Wilbur, and International Missions Pastor Terry Brooks in California. Please join us next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.